Well, this morning we're visiting on the phone with a guest. April Armbrucht is with us here this morning. She is the Freedom for Youth Outreach and Community Connections Manager, and they have an event that's going to be coming up here very soon in the Atlantic area. We wanted to talk about some of their outreach work. April, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the time. The Freedom Quest event is sponsored by the Freedom for Youth Ministries, and let's talk a little bit about the organization. How long have you been around?
So we started in 2003 here in Des Moines as a drop-in center for homeless youth.
We have a number of different programs, and it just kind of grew from there?
Yeah, so what we do now is, well, our mission is to empower youth across Iowa through the love of Jesus Christ to break out of current bondages, discover their God-given talents, and lead transformed lives. So although we started as a drop-in center for homeless youth, we've really developed our program into very structured faith-based after-school programs, as well as some job skills and employment training.
So you rapidly found there's a market for some of this, some of these opportunities.
Yeah, there's definitely the need out there, and we found that a lot of Christian individuals who are looking for opportunities as well to get involved and volunteer and just really mentor and build relationships with youth in their communities.
Sure, sure. Well, your focus is on youth, but is it larger based? Are you really more focused on the family by working with the youth?
We work with a lot of families as well, but our focus is, yes, on youth, kindergarten through 12th grade, as well as young adults, even with our employment training program for 18 to 25-year-olds.
Well, now, you started in the Des Moines area, and obviously a population base that's a little bigger than some of the other areas of the state, like here in our region, but are you finding when you expand out and reach out to some of the other communities that the same services are needed no matter the size of the community that you serve?
Yeah, we do. So our program's a little bit unique as we merge faith-based programming with educational help and job skills and employment training. And so we see that the need for all of those things, even in the smaller communities. We have about 12 program locations outside of Des Moines, the Des Moines area, that we have already started after-school programs as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are probably some folks out there listening that are wondering if there's that much call for this type of programming, because there can't be that many at-risk youth out there who really need it, but in a small rural area, but it doesn't matter the size, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And our ultimate mission is always to share the gospel with kids and reach into areas where kids maybe aren't attending church as well. And so, and we're finding that that's even a need in our smaller communities now today.
Okay, very good. Well, you've been holding these Freedom Quest events. Have they gone well for you?
Yeah, we kind of took a little bit of a break from it last summer, but this will be our fifth year of Freedom Quest events, which are really just our outreach programs into new communities, where we have a fun event with bounce houses, games, food, Bible lessons, crafts, and a lot of other things, and just introduce our programs and ourselves to the community, and then get to know the community and the families and churches as well.
Yeah, it had to be a lot of things got canceled last year, and we all know why, but you almost feel like you're taking a step back when you can't reach out for that year and have to wait to get back into things again here this coming year.
Yeah, for sure. We're super excited to get out our bounce houses again, especially. They've been sitting there in a storage shed for a long time now, but we're really excited to get back out there. And we have a great team here working for the events, and we'd love to have volunteers from the community to help out as well.
Yeah, those kinds of toys aren't, they're not much fun when they're put away in a closet somewhere. That's no fun at all. Talk a little bit about the actual event. You talk about some of the activities and things, because a lot of it is gospel-centered. It's a ministry program. How do bounce houses and kids' games and food and prizes all work into that part of the mission?
Yeah. So, well, our mission is to share the gospel. We also want to provide a fun and engaging environment for the kids to just get together and build relationships with volunteers and other students, and because the relationships are really where you begin to be able to share the gospel more effectively, as well as help in other areas of their life and mentor them and just continue to build that community where they feel like they are welcomed and that they're loved. Mm-hmm.
Do you work in conjunction with some of the churches around the state then too?
Yes, we do. So we love to work with churches. Our programs are volunteer driven, and the churches are a great place where we get volunteers, but as well as just connecting kids back to churches. We can only have program one or two nights a week, and that's just a little bit of time. But if we can get a kid connected to a church in their community where they can go and continue to be mentored and discipled and just loved on, that's our ultimate goal. So we love to connect with churches.
Sure. That's the whole point, is to point them in that direction. I see you've got events scheduled this year and this summer in Webster City, Bloomfield, Fort Dodge, Centerville, Ottumwa, and here in Atlantic. Why was Atlantic chosen this year?
Well, Atlantic has actually been mentioned several years in the past. We've had a few community members who have reached out to our executive director actually saying that they thought that this program would work really well in Atlantic, and We have a vision to reach all 99 counties of Iowa, and so oftentimes that does involve reaching the county seat, as it's a nice central location to do outreach from that location as well.
And I guess that's where I was going with this. I was just kind of wondering if there had been some outreach from folks here in the community asking for that program maybe to come in this direction. So you did indeed get that kind of feedback.
Yes, we have.
Very good. How do you see that this, is this a starting point? How do you see this progressing from here?
Yeah. So our Freedom Plus program really is that initial outreach, that exploring, that building those relationships to see how our program would best fit into the community. We aren't trying to replace any programs or to take over for churches. We really want to offer resources. And so in this part of the process, we're really looking to see, is anyone interested in trying to get something started? And is there really a need for what we have? Oftentimes it's hard to say from the outside what a community needs, but this helps us build those relationships so we can see where the need is and how we can help. And also if we can just provide resources to churches that are already running great programs.
Excellent. Tuesday, June 15th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park. And I see another note here coming up Tuesday, July 13th. So a second one will be held then too here?
Yes. We do two events this summer.
Do you typically get a lot of fold over? Do you get folks who come to the first one and then they come back to the second?
Yeah, we do. It's a lot of fun to see the kids return, and oftentimes they'll bring friends or family or other individuals that they can invite along for the second event.
Excellent. Is there anything, are there takeaways from this event? Do you give some of the kids some things to take home with them? Are there, you know, that type of thing, materials that they'll have?
Yes, we do. We have all of our, we'll give some literature to the parents about who we are and what we're trying to do. And we also have some fun prizes for the kids, some Freedom Quest gear, and they'll get to make a craft and do some other fun stuff. So yes, we do.
All right, very good. So there's nothing that folks need to do ahead of time. There's no pre-registration or anything. Just sign up or just show up, rather.
Yeah, we'd love to just see everyone come out.
All right, again, that's the first event coming up here very quickly, Tuesday, June 15th, and that's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park, the Freedom for Youth Ministries Freedom Quest event, a fun and informative night, both for the kids and the parents will get something out of this as well as they come along. So, April, thank you so much for your time here this morning. We appreciate you sharing and hope you have some real good luck with the first event coming up here real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.